she just did the most amazing video. So if you go on to Insta at When Will Watt and check out his videos, because Dave is, for those of you who don't know who Dave DiCarlo is, Dave is absolutely fabulous. He's beyond fabulous. So he's a fixture in our community, and boy, does he know how to dress.
Yeah.
If there is an official day for something, he has an outfit to go with it.
Wow.
I think he's the equivalent of like having a kid with glue.
Oh, really?
And, you know, it's like everything in your house. Yeah, I'd give him macaroni and felts and all those kind of things, and he'd create you a masterpiece, because that's what his costumes, for want of a better phrase, are.
Oh.
So he did this great video with her for the Love Ball.
Oh, my gosh.
Project. But, yeah. Obviously, I digress, and I, you know, we just don't want to go.
No, hang on.
Wrong, don't want to get it wrong. It's in the way you talk. You're acting like it's not. You tie me up in knots. You tie me up in knots. Sometimes it gets out of hand, but I can only reach so.
You are listening to 101.9 CITR FM. This is the Flower Power Hour, and we're broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh-speaking nations. I'm here this morning with Kylie V, and that was just their track, ninth track off the album, eighth track off the album?
11th.
11th? Ah! Terrible of me on this morning to get that wrong. But that's a beautiful track called Thank Landlocked you. Sailboat, that's, in parentheses, the colors.
It was not. that was my song, One Fluid Motion.
Oh, my God. Oh, this is such a terrible start for me. I read the wrong one.
That's okay.
That was One Fluid Motion.
Motion.
But I was telling you before the break while I was playing that I listened through the album more in depth in the last few days since we booked the interview. I'd listened to it a bunch without quite like looking at the tracks when it had first come out, but recently, at least as in the last 48 hours, that song really struck out to me as an underrated banger.
Thank you,
Kylie V fans.
Thank you very much.
Let's pump the plays on One Fluid Motion. It gives me like Traitor by Olivia Rodrigo type vibes. But like
I don't think I've ever actually listened to her on purpose. Should I?
Yeah, I think you should listen to Olivia Rodrigo. Olivia Rodrigo is fantastic. But it's funny because, you know, that song predates the release of that record. So maybe Olivia Rodrigo was inspired.
Did I get plagiarized?
Yeah. Inspired by Kylie V. So Kylie V will be joining us this morning. We're going to talk about the old record. We're going to talk about new music. We're going to talk about Toast. Kylie V, let me know that you're a defender of buttered toast. Or
I really am. I as I was saying off the air, I have gotten into arguments about this, and like quite recently too, but I think buttered toast is fantastic. I think sometimes bread doesn't need very much going on, and I do think it's superior to buttered bread as well. I'm sorry, Rylan, if you're listening.
No, that's fair. And I agree. And this morning, for you, those of you listening at home, there'll be plenty more anecdotes from Kylie V about what they eat and drink and listen to and love. And a couple things on the show today, not Kylie V related, that Kylie V will help with, is we're going to talk about and listen to the Goonsacks, because unfortunately one of my favorite bands breaking up. Do you know that they're breaking up?
Oh, I didn't hear about that. Yeah. That's so sad.
Yeah.
I really want to see them opening for Snail Mail.
I know. I missed that too.
Yeah.
So we'll play some Goonsacks and we'll talk about iconic Australian band that I only imagine will kind of become more iconic after this break up at the height of their career. They canceled all their tour dates with Pavement and Interpol.
That's serious.
Yeah.
With Pavement.
Yeah, right. Opening for Pavement's kind of a big deal. And then we're gonna play some stuff off new albums that came out today. There's Black Media with a new album out today called Hellfire. There's Steve Lacy's new album out today. Should play something from. We're gonna play some picks from Kylie V, and we're also gonna talk about the Fleet Foxes concert on Wednesday, because shout out Fleet Foxes for getting Flower Power into that. And yeah, we had a blast. So we're going to play a little bit of music, come back and chat with Kylie V, and enjoy your Friday here.
Enjoy your Friday.
It's Friday-ing. A verb.
We're Friday-ing who here. Who are Friday-ing?
This is Blue Spotted Tail by the Fleet Foxes. Here on 101.9 CITR FM. Enjoy.
Why in the night sky are the lights hung? Why is the earth moving round the sun? Floating in the vacuum with no purpose, not a one. Why in the night sky are the lights hung? Oh, 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 oh. Why is life made only for to end? Why do I do all this waiting then? Why this frightened part of me that's fated to pretend? Why is life made only for to end? Oh, 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 oh. In the city only for a while, here to face the fortune and the bile. I heard you on the radio, I couldn't help but smile. In the city only for a while. Oh, lights hung. Why is the earth moving round the sun? Floating in the vacuum with no purpose, not a one. Why in the night sky are the lights hung? Oh, 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 oh.
As a farmhand, I had no aversion to killing, but to murder a man in cold blood was something entirely different. No blades. Strangulation was how it had to be. He could depend on the strength of a man of manual labor, the perfect idiot for his need.
I felt happy when you said you don't need me, but I'm as happy as the number of lights. You need someone so completely, and I'm gone, running on strange time. And then socialize like it's a competition against people without school or girlfriends. In search of a faster way of moving, I give in, I won't outrun the train. But I can't understand why you're still trying. Oh, what you want, what I want, we forget over time. Let's feel nervous in your room again. Now it's the night before your birthday. I tried to paint you something, it didn't work out. I can see myself tomorrow telling you something you won't feel. But I can't understand why you're still trying. Oh, what you want, what I want, we forget over time. And I'm trying to make time for.
Welcome back to Flower Power Hour, where it is indeed never a dull moment when I'm behind the soundboard. Yeah, you might. Aaron is out of town. He's in Salmon Arm, doing some cabin activities.
Activities.
Yeah. You know.
That's vague.
Have you ever been to Salmon Arm, Kylie?
No, but I have an aunt there. And I don't talk to her, so I probably won't go.
I just assume that it's like a fishing town. But
I think it is.
It must be. No town gets
named. There's got to be like a lake.
Yeah, so we're with Kali V this morning. Kali and I were just talking about Catalano. How do you enjoy that set? We enjoyed it at the CITR tent, for sure.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I had so much fun. I think that was my favorite like festival set I've ever played.
Right
I had
on.
A great time. There were so many people. Thank you to any and everyone that was there.
And one thing I always notice about Kali V performances, at least in the ones that I've seen off the top of my head, Red Gate with Sleeping Gonzalez and Sarah Carbone at the Winona Forever at CITR, you have a very strong support from your family who are musicians, correct?
Yeah. My grandpa's at like every single show I play. He's the best. He's holding this scene together, I think. my dad shows up from time to time. My mom, I started playing shows when I was like 14 and I didn't want her there. So no, she doesn't really come.
Aww.
But I love her. But
you think that
making,
that's
yeah.
something that you will have slowly adjusted to?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I just think like I really don't want to make eye contact with my mother while I'm singing songs about like having mental problems.
Yeah, and that's totally fair. And
I don't know why it's fine with my grandpa. It's because I don't think he understands half the lyrics.
they're too cryptic for him.
I don't know.
Or you just think he's so wholesome that he
yeah.
doesn't even like
he's,
consider
yeah,
that
he's all right.
There might be something there with some like emotional depth.
Yeah,
that's
I just ask my family to never ever talk to me about any lyrics that I write ever, and so far it's gone great.
That's totally fair. And what has that been like for context of those listening out there? If you don't already know, you might already know because Kali has been in the scene a long time, but only currently 18 years old.
Yeah,
and has been in the scene since they were 13, 14.
14
and a half. 14 and a half. those details matter at this point.
Yeah.
And what's that like being so vulnerable at that age? Because, you know, 14-year-olds are so socially conscious and awkward and shy. And
yeah.
What was like being at grade 9 like when you're going out and playing shows alongside, you know, Vancouver staple acts, playing in front of Peach Pit,
yeah.
You know, being involved with KFB and all that scene. Like, what was that like emotionally for you? I can't imagine 100%
yeah.
easy.
So much fun. I'm so grateful for the opportunities that I've gotten in this scene so early on. I went to like a really small private like half homeschooling situation as
okay.
well, so I like obviously kind of thought I was the coolest person there. I was like, okay, I'll
and you might very well have been. There's not a ton of not to pump your
yeah I'm sorry
ego
to all
too,
of my
too hard.
Ex-classmates. They were mean though, so I think I can say that.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's besides the point. It's just yeah, I don't know, it's been a wild ride.
Did kids at school like ask you about
nobody
the record?
Cared.
No one
nobody
cared.
Cared. Nobody knew what the hell I was talking about. Like nobody.
And how did that feel liberating to
yeah.
kind of like do the music thing?
I really like enjoyed keeping it separate.
Yeah.
Like even at my work, like there's some of my coworkers listen to my music, but for the most part, I'm still able to be like undercover until I'm like in the break room and like one of my bosses comes in and is just like, hey, so I found you on Spotify. I'll be like, okay.
And your boss is like, 26,000 listeners, that's a lot every month.
Yeah.
And do
shout out Sean.
Do you ever get recognized at work in Vancouver every once in a while?
I live in like South Surrey.
Okay.
And I work out there too. I don't really get recognized outside of, like, main Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't
right get, now.
Yeah, right now. Yeah. Anyway, that could change. I don't get recognized very often in public. I was on a bus in New Westminster with my best friend a couple months ago, like loudly roasting Met Gala outfits, and this like 15-year-old came up to us and was just like, "Hi, I really like your music."
Aww.
And I almost started crying because that's, I don't know, it's an honor.
Yeah,
to get approached by a nervous teenager. If you're listening, thank you so much. I hope you're having a good day.
That's special to hear. Circling back to like this time of your life and being in the local scene, what like music were you listening to that was really formative around that time? I know you mentioned your influences by Conor Oberst and Adrian Lunker.
Yeah.
But maybe to even go deeper, like what were your parents listening to around the house growing up? And what's your earliest memory of hearing a song or something in the background that your parents are playing and being, you know, at least some having an emotional reaction that was stronger than just like, oh, yeah, music is fun?
I don't really know. I don't remember my early childhood.
Fair enough.
That well, I know. Sorry, where do you want me to go with this? There's a lot. I just blanked out.
No, it's all good. But you know what were your parents playing around the house growing up?
Those are two very different things. My parents split up when I was like two. But my mom's been in like corporate cover bands for basically my entire life, so she's had to like learn top 40 stuff.
Cool.
That's not what she wants to listen to. And now she's kind of branched out and doing some jazz stuff as well. And so I definitely would just be like singing with her and listening to her sing a lot. All sorts of different stuff. My dad would play like everything from like Van Morrison to Bob Marley for me in the car.
Cool.
And that's
pretty classic dad music.
Pretty classic dad music, but like good stuff. My dad has good music taste. Don't drag my father's music taste.
No. And what about your grandfather? A trumpeteer? Was he?
Oh.
He.
Did you meet my other granddad?
No. This was found on the internet.
Okay. Yeah. So my grandpa Ray, who comes to like all of my shows, he's a drum maker. He's a drummer.
Mm-hmm.
My granddad on my dad's side, plays the trumpet. So now there's misinformation.
It's funny enough. I shouldn't trust this source. You know where I found this information from?
Find this information.
You have a Wikipedia.
I have a Wikipedia.
You
now?
Have a Wikipedia.
Oh my god! Yeah. I didn't know I had a Wikipedia.
I didn't realize I had
a Wikipedia. I'm sorry. I just found this out. I feel incredible right now.
Yeah,
what?
And people have hyperlinked like I say factual with you know, quotation marks because
since when do I have a Wikipedia?
Yeah, I mean maybe since last night, maybe
that's
since
crazy. I know, like I search myself up on the internet all the time.
So it must be pretty new. What it's probably
it's been weeks though. So like I don't know. I guess it's pretty neat. Thank you to whoever started my Wikipedia. Please contact me to fact check everything.
Kylie will reply.
I will reply. I might not. I get so many DM requests at this point. It's actually insane. Half of them are just people just going like, "Hello, do you want?
Can I read
$200 to see your feet?
Like, can I read your Kylie V? Your Kylie V Wikipedia to you?
I would love that. Thank you.
Kylie V is a singer-songwriter based in Vancouver, British Columbia. Born Kylie Van Silky?
Slyke. Silky?
Sorry.
It's okay. I've gotten worse.
And they debuted with their LP Lotus Eater in December 2018, hyperlinked to an article from KEXP. Damn. And their first full-length album, Big Blue, was released in February 2021.
This is all right so far.
Yeah. They have since performed with acts such as Mal Blum, Peach Pit, and Peach Kelly Pop. And Sky began playing guitar at age 13, inspired by fellow Vancouver indie rock musicians Peach Pit. They were raised in a musical family. Their mother a singer, father a drummer, and paternal grandfather a trumpeter.
Trumpeter. I don't know where they got that one.
So here, yeah, shout out. It's hyperlinked to.
I definitely said that somewhere.
Extract magazine.
Okay. I would have said that. I remember that interview. I'm pretty sure. And I could. No, never mind. Yeah, continue.
And then it just says that you've cited Phoebe Bridgers, Big Thief, Snail Mail, Christian Lee Hudson, and Neutral Milk Hotel as influences. It also says that you identify as non-binary and has openly discussed being diagnosed with autism and their struggles with anxiety. That's all public information now.
I have a Wikipedia that is just airing me out. I'm very open about that, and I enjoy being open about that because I don't know. It's weird to have to bring it up in an environment that's not like chill with it. So I just
I mean,
throwing it in.
Yeah, totally fair. I didn't actually missed that part where you're diagnosed or knowing that you're diagnosed with autism. How do you think that informs your songwriting? Are you someone who feels pretty like self-reflective of how mental diagnoses and general, mental impairments can affect your songwriting or... Yeah. In a positive way. Not to call them impairments. Because I mean, as a songwriter, I'm sure it actually benefits.
Yeah. There are definitely pros and cons. I wouldn't trade it for anything, but I do find that where do I start here? I always get asked about this too, and I have no idea how to actually unpack how being autistic affects my songwriting. I feel like I experience things really, really strongly. Everything is really significant to me. I have very big feelings.
Yeah, you do. I can attest to that with listening to
you do.
to your music.
Thank you, Sasha.
Your songwriting's so good, and
I appreciate that.
Even just seeing that now, it was a little bit of like an aha moment. Mm-hmm. Seeing that, because I imagine that just like some of your sensory feelings and perceptions are probably different.
Yeah, absolutely.
Other people's, which then, has you. The funny thing is, or maybe not funny, is that like you might write a metaphor that comes across as a metaphor, but it actually might feel a lot more literal.
Exactly.
To you.
You know what? That's one of the biggest things that I haven't really figured out how to explain, but like I have so many associations in my brain, and they go so fast that I'll write about something that's connected to like, it's connected by like 3 degrees to the main topic, and I'll be like, this is on topic. And then the song just like goes everywhere, because I'll think something's connected because it's like a similar feeling, or like I was looking at this type of flower thinking about this, and now they're connected in my brain permanently forever, and nobody else gets that.
But I think maybe they will begin to, and I think that's kind of like the beauty of you sharing your songs and metaphors, is that, perhaps people that have similar, difficulties expressing themselves can latch on to these metaphors and, feel something for themselves through it. Because even if people aren't understanding it, they're getting that emotional response. And I suppose that's all that really matters when someone's listening to like a Kylie V song, right?
Yeah, I really hope so. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. I want to play some Kylie V on the air more right now, since I have you here, and I want to play something off Lotus Eater.
I haven't heard anything off of Lotus Eater in like 2 years. I avoid it. I pretend it doesn't exist.
That's funny. I think it's a really charming record. The self-production is
made
really impressive.
Like an iPhone 6S in GarageBand in my family's basement when I was 14.
Impressive.
Thank you.
And did you, producing that record a little bit more hands-on and then going into working with Harley Small a little bit more, there's a lot of credits on, a little bit more credits on the second project rather than the first.
There's a lot more credits. Yeah.
But I do think that there is, not better or worse, but an aspect that's equally charming about the first one, in the way that there's so much of your personality on it because you're directly contributing the melodies instrumentally to the songs, and is like, would playing a little bit more lead and playing a little bit more of the other instruments be something that you would visit in future albums?
Absolutely. I mean, I play like 95% of my own lead on Big Blue. I'm in the studio with Josh Eastman right now working on an EP.
Cool. Very cool. Do you have a tentative name for this EP?
I don't want to say that yet.
That's totally fair. That's totally fair.
But yeah, and I think working with him, I loved working with Harley. I love him so much. He's an incredible person. But having the ability to just walk in and play three guitars, a mandolin, and like half the bass on a track the other day. I don't know.
Awesome.
There's something about that. And that's kind of what I was doing on Big Blue as well. But I think like having all of that experience going in now.
So what do you think? Would you perhaps describe your music coming out as more of like a hybrid production approach between the early days and the Big Blue days?
I think it's definitely like higher production quality.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think I have figured out how to be more like confident and assertive in my own production notes now. And I am the biggest perfectionist and the biggest control freak with my own music. And I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing, but
no, not at all. I mean, it's your, in the end of the day, it's your music.
It's my own personal experience.
If you feel the need or the want and desire to have control over that, you're totally within the right, without being questioned, to have full control over how you want to share your thoughts and the music behind it.
Yeah.
And
Thank you.
On that note, I'm going to play Midheaven.
Oh, jeez.
Because I have a soft spot for this track.
Thank you. I forgot it existed.
Cool. This is Midheaven demo off of the Lotus Eater EP, which you can find exclusively on Bandcamp. In which case, buy the digital album, donate to Kylie V. It'll go a lot longer way than streaming through Spotify or alternative mediums.
I do appreciate it.
And it's only on Bandcamp. So that's a great
Bandcamp
opportunity
exclusive.
To support Kylie V. And then we'll be back after some Kylie V Midheaven, maybe a couple more tracks. And then we'll continue to chat music and toast and general nothings on this Friday morning. This
Good
is Midheaven.
This is...
Love yourself, you'll never love yourself, you'll never be someone else. 26, I understand I'll be the same this time next year, and September rains will fall. Well, I had always been the following one. Yeah, I used to obsess about catching up and showing you that I was in your be 1 year behind, and hey, it doesn't matter now that we are equals in the eyes of love. 26, I'll understand September rains will fall again, but still the mystery, 'cause I will always be 1 year behind, and hey, it doesn't matter now that we are equals in the eyes of love.
wondering about my health. Always wondering if I'll go to hell. Should take some vitamins, I don't know what to take. And I should sleep more, but I'm always wide awake.
You are listening to the Flower Power Hour. It's Friday, and we're here with Kylie V. Hello.
Oh. Hi. Hi. I'm at the microphone now.
Kylie had grievances about their Wikipedia page in the break. What else is wrong? Tell the world what else is wrong with your Wikipedia page.
I was not born in Surrey. I was born at BC Children's Hospital in Vancouver. Thank you very much.
And did you have, like, a complicated, like, childbirth?
Yeah, I did. Can you tell from my personality that I was a month early C-section baby? Yeah, I was. I want everyone listening to know that I said I came from my dad's house right before we got into the studio, and Sasha went, "Oh, are your parents divorced?" Like it was nothing. And like, it's totally fine. It's not a sensitive topic for me at all. It's been my entire life. I just think it's really funny when people do not have any sort of like, "Oh, okay." About that, like they shouldn't, but I don't know. I thought
the people must know.
The people must know.
And also, a child of divorce. You know, it's casual conversation.
Children of divorce, rise up. And also, they got my last name wrong in the Wikipedia article. My last name is Vance, like not just like, and it actually like really annoys me when people don't get that it's just two words.
Did you ever consider going professionally under Kylie Vance-like?
Not really. I've thought about it a little bit, but I don't. I used to go by my middle name, like my first and middle name for acting when I was younger.
An actress. Yeah. I didn't know about this. What?
Oh, yeah. I was a theater kid, and I've done a lot of commercial auditioning, and I'm trying to get back into it now. But yeah, I would go by Kylie Rae, which is my middle name.
That is a stage name too.
But there's already a Kylie Rae out there. There's like three. There's like a YouTuber, and I think there's one on Spotify, and I was just like, I don't need to fight these people to get my name somewhere. I'm just happy I come up before Kylie Jenner when you Google me now, because that took like 2 years.
Yeah, and then you have to deal with like years worth of like naming maneuvers, like Alex G.
He's exactly
been like constantly flipping between Sandy and Alex G, Sandy, because there's a popular, semi-popular YouTuber / like pop singer named Alex G, which is funny in its own right. You know, one thing I wanted to ask about was your little brother.
Yeah.
You mentioned you shared at Castellano Festival, Kylie shared an anecdote about her brother sharing a joke about Canadians. It's like,
what does Canada produce that no other country produces? Canadians. My little brother thought that was literally the funniest thing on the planet.
Is your little brother a fan?
No. My little brother kind of hates me, but it's okay. He's 8.
That's fair.
My half brother. Mm-hmm. He likes like geography and basketball. And I love him. I think he's a sweetie. He's my little bestie. But we don't hang out. We don't get along. He's like, I don't know. We're very different people.
And you know what? I think, you know, 8-year-olds should rightfully so be different people.
Yeah, right? We have a 10-year gap. We don't have anything in common.
My little brother and I also have a 10-year gap.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And we also don't have terribly much in common, but he's one of the sweetest kids.
Yeah.
Out there. So moving towards new music coming out, what are your hopes and aspirations for the next year of Kylie V? You've done a lot since you've started to release music, KXB Live, Castellano. You are playing Fortune. You played the Fox a few times. You've played the Rickshaw. What's next on the Kylie V bucket list? And I'm curious just because I know that it's something that's going to happen.
Yeah. Okay. Right now I'm working on an EP that's going to come out before the album. That's just songs that aren't making it onto the album, but that I really, really like. They just don't really have a, like,
thematic
place in the cohesive kind of storyline and vibe. I'm playing Fortune Sound on August 19th. I'm playing Car Free Day New West. I'm playing the Shipyards Festival in September. What else? Oh, I'm playing the Fox again on August 12th for Humankind. I'm going to shout this out.
Yeah, do it. This is the platform.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm playing August 12th at the Fox Cabaret for Humankind with Prado Monroe and Miguel Maravilla. I really hope I remembered how to pronounce that
Those
name because I'm
great.
Not 100% familiar, but I think, yeah. It's a fundraiser for Helm Studios, which is where I'm currently recording. It's run by Josh Eastman, who's just a phenomenal producer and person. It's a nonprofit kind of sliding scale studio for underrepresented musicians. They get a lot of support from Factor, etc. I don't think it's actually Factor, but like things of
Factor adjacent
organizations. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
like Arts Council BC, but, Creative BC,
yeah,
whatnot.
But obviously it's really hard to run a sliding scale not-for-profit studio in Vancouver without a little help. So if you want to help one of the best like music program company type things in the city, please come to the Fox on August 12th. It's going to be an incredible show. Prado and Miguel are phenomenal. I can't say anything about myself, but I think I'm all right.
You're here on the Flower Power Hour.
I am,
and we would never have invited you if we thought you were just all right.
Cool.
But no, that sounds like a really great
huge
organization.
Like variety.
Yeah.
On the lineup, too.
Because Prado is more of a dance and electronic artist, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. And then Miguel makes like a bedroom pop-esque Youth Lagoon style.
Both really, really good.
Yes.
Like phenomenal artists.
And both have played some CITR events in the past.
Nice.
Couple of years. So shout out from Kylie V. Shout out from CITR.
Yeah.
Shout out from the Flower Power Hour. Be there. We're going to play a couple of songs and then we'll wrap up with Kylie. Thanks so much for joining me this morning and replacing Aaron. Let's play Landlocked Blues by Bright Eyes. Kylie, say some things about Bright Eyes.
I literally, during one of our breaks, I have a Bright Eyes record and a Conor Oberst record in my bag that I got on Wednesday. I adore Conor Oberst. He's probably my biggest inspiration and influence now. He's just one of the most prolific songwriters and musicians out there, I think. People call him like this generation or like the last generation's Bob Dylan, and I'm not going to comment because I'm literally 18, but I think they're right. He's incredible. I highly recommend if you're into folk rock. If you got a little emo inside of you, but like it's wearing a cowboy hat.
The perfect touch.
Yeah. Check out Conor Oberst, Bright Eyes. I would recommend starting with I'm Wide Awake, It's Morning, just because it's their most accessible album. But you really cannot go wrong in that entire discography. I think he's amazing. Anyway, here's Landlocked Blues.
Yeah, I agree. This is truly one of the world's best songwriters and the world's best songs. Landlocked Blues on Flower Power CITR.
If you walk away, I'll walk away. First tell me which road you will take. I don't want to risk our paths crossing someday. So you walk that way, I'll walk this way. And the future hangs over our heads, and it moves with each current event, until it falls all around like a cold, steady rain. Just stay in when it's looking this way. And the moon's laying low in the sky, forcing everything metal to shine. And the sidewalk holds diamonds like a jewelry store case. They argue, walk this way, no, walk this way. And Laura's asleep in my bed. As I'm leaving, she wakes up and says, I dreamed you were carried away on the crest of a wave. Baby, don't go away, come here. And there's kids playing guns in the street, and one's pointing his tree branch at me. And so I put my hands up, I say enough is enough. If you walk away, I'll walk away. And he shot me dead. I found a liquid cure from my landlocked blues. It will pass away like a slow parade. It's leaving, but I don't know how soon. Think after 22 years I'd be used to the spin. And it only feels worse when I stay in one place. So I'm always pacing around or walking away. And I keep drinking the ink from my pen, and I'm balancing history books up on my head. But it all boils down to one quotable phrase. If you love something, give it away. A good woman will pick you apart. A box full of suggestions for your possible heart. But you may be offended and you may be afraid. But don't walk away, don't walk away. Love on the living room floor, with the noise in the background from a televised war. And in that deafening pleasure, I thought I heard someone say, if we walk away, they'll walk away. But greed is a bottomless pit, and our freedom's a joke, we're just taking a piss. And the whole world must watch the sad comic display. If you're still free, start running away, 'cause we're coming for you. Feel more like a stranger each time I come home. So I'm making a deal with the devils of fame, saying let me walk away, please. You'll be free, child, once you have died. from the shackles of language, immeasurable time. And then we can trade places, play musical grace, till then walk away, walk away, walk away, walk away. So I'm up at dawn, putting on my shoes. I just want to make a clean escape. I'm leaving, but I don't know where to. I know I'm leaving, but I don't know where to.
That was Connor Oberst with the Landlocked Blues here on CITR, recommended and affirmed by myself and Kylie V, which we just talked about different Kylie V, different Connor Oberst looks through the years.
Yeah.
And Kylie shared that.
How do I phrase this?
Their favorite era was.
Can I say this on air?
I can say this on air.
My favorite Connor Oberst era is the like Fevers and Mirrors era emo twink vibes, like the mid length hair,
the choker,
the eyeliner. Yeah,
it's a fantastic look. As a chameleon of looks yourself.
Oh yeah.
What's
true,
your actually. Favorite Kylie V look predating your current one? Because obviously,
yeah. Right now, this is my peak so far.
Good.
I don't think I've peaked. I hope I haven't peaked. But like, this is definitely a good one. For anyone who doesn't know what I look like, I have a bleach blonde buzz cut right now, and I feel incredible.
Okay, what about pink hair versus blue hair? Which one felt more right?
Blue. Okay. I was gonna say like my next favorite era was my KEXP session, like shoulder length blue hair. I miss it. I really do.
And what's next for Kylie V's hair?
I'm definitely keeping this for a while because my Halloween plans, I need to be bald because I'm gonna be. Have you seen Community?
I have seen a little bit of Community.
I'm going to be the one specific Dean Pelton where he's like, I have to go to the bank today. And he's wearing half a wig and half a dress. And he's just like dressed normal and bald with his glasses on one side. And the other side, he's got like this big floral skirt and like a blonde wig and like full makeup, but only on half his face. I just think that's super non-binary of him. And I want to experience it for a day.
That went way above my head in terms of my Community fandom, but I bet there was someone listening who just went,
yeah.
Yes, I agree.
I told my mom I was going to like fully like clean shave my head for that too. And she's like, no.
Like with a hand raiser, just getting real close.
I think I have to.
Well, Kylie.
At least once in my life.
Thank you again.
Thank you.